They'd be rich, or?
Well, they wouldn't call, no. Be your country people, strictly what they call, well, at that time, in other words, that's what it would be. It was called strictly country people, just like you call a Dago, a redneck, Peckerwood.
Peckerwood?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that a lot of times.
Okay. What's the Peckerwood now?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about Peckerwood.
That was an expression to call them, just as white people.
They were that type. Would you call Richard Nixon a Peckerwood? In other words,
I don't know, hell. I don't know what you call it.
Would you say?
No, you wouldn't. That's right. That's what, like you said, you'd have a, according to your, in other words, they'd call it according to your class of people.
Okay, what I meant was, would you use that word about a person, irregardless of class? In other words, if a rich man was a nasty SOB, you know, or something like that, would y'all call him that? Or?
No, you wouldn't. That's what I said. Not to his face.
Yeah. When folks saw each other, would they say, you know, would they ever just say, oh, you old Peckerwood, you know?
No, they wouldn't talk. It would really, you wouldn't tell nobody direct to them. That's as of my time, that was an expression that would you use with conversation with somebody else, but not directly to them. See, that's the way it's been all my time.
Yeah. Peckerwood, redneck.
In other words, it'd be like you, you'd feel like they would get mad at you, just like you get mad they call you a Dago. So really, it wasn't interchangeable too much among in conversation. But it's like you and I talking, you'd call them a Peckerwood. See?
All right.
And that's the way that was.
What was a Peckerwood?
I guess you'd refer to your lower class white people.
Okay. Now, what about a person who, now, folks who lived out in the backwoods, never got a chance at education, you know, their kids were always dirty and nasty. They were
trash. He'd call them and say, trashy people.
Yeah. Just old white.
What they call it, white trash.
White trash.
You heard that.
Okay. You got long handles on there, don't you?
I put them this morning this way.
Yeah.
I had to drive a tractor up the road to pull this picker off with this man.
Well, mostly what's your main crop?
Cotton and soybeans now. We have had cattle.
Yeah. What sort of cattle you had?
Black Angus. We sold them about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
Went strictly beans. Beans and cotton.
You know what we put? Huh? Risky business.
Yeah.
Cattle. Where'd you graze them?
We had all pasture land back in here, edge of these woods before we clean them. It's not our woods, it's belong to Epstein, see, we rent it. We had pasture land. And, we had that for years. Since 54.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say was, did you ever have any folks, maybe, do you remember when you were younger, maybe an old man or an old couple who would live on the river or around, back in the woods somewhere? Never came into town, you know, always just, when he came into town, he'd always look conspicuous. Folks would say he was a
river rat.
River rat. Oh, river rat, huh?
Yeah. But, like I said, though, here, we didn't go to town much. Not in my childhood days. It's just rare. In fact, I never went to Greenville till they built a bridge.
When they built that?
39. They had a ferry boat. I mean, had a ferry cross up here to Luna's. Go.